the Father in heaven that have always loved them. Father, Lord, we commit all our youth into your hands. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's prepare for a time of scripture reading. Please meditate on the word as I read. Today's scripture is from Matthew 9, verses 36 to 38. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Let us watch a short video before the word today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Youth Day, right? Youth Day, yes. So I'm here on a mission. That's to share this mission. Should you choose to accept it? So I accept to share this mission with you this very day. So I think, you know, we want to welcome especially the new friends who is among us this very day. Can you turn to your left and right, say, you know, you're forever young, even, yeah, whatever age. Young at heart, young at, you know, just welcome them, yeah, especially our new friends. Yes, forever young. So I believe, this congregation, who have not watched Mission Impossible? That should be the... E.T.? How can it be? Oh, so must go and watch, okay. Yeah, so you see that he's always running, right? Always jumping off buildings, hanging on planes, riding high motorbike. This is a very exciting show. I mean, one of my nice show. And this guy, Tom Cruise, he has no chill, right? So, but this is what I like every single time, you know, that he says. The mission is always given. Acceptance is always a choice. The mission is always given, but acceptance is a choice. Is the slides on, by the way? Thank you. Keep the slides on all the way. That's fine. Yeah. The mission is always given. Acceptance is always a choice. Ethan Hunt didn't always have to say yes, right, in the movies. He can always walk away. He's so rich, right? He can retire somewhere, you know, live a comfortable life. But he accepts the mission every time. I mean, in the movie, lah. Every time. That's why he got movie, right? Yeah. So, I mean, this is something important as well. Today, because we are on a mission, so you must tell your friend next to you. The code name is G-O-D. 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 You know what is that? G-O-D. You don't know, never mind. So maybe some of you are thinking, hey, this mission sounds impossible, eh? Correct. But you know, you are right. In our own strength, indeed is. The mission is impossible. But let me tell you what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. He says, Jesus looked at his disciples and said, "With men, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." Impossible is not a final word. It never was. And impossible is where God starts to work. It just requires us to say yes. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, has three missions, right? That's why it's G-O-D. G, number one, go with compassion. Number two, own your encounter with Jesus. Number three, do life together, G-O-D. First one, go with compassion. So I'll ask you a question. Yeah, maybe need to pick someone. Need to have some Hu Tong. You know Hu Tong, right? Yeah. Why are you here today? Some of you. Why are you here today? Why are you in God's place? Oh, support me. Thank you. Anyone else? Oh, I got supporter. Like, I don't know. Okay, why are you here today? Li Xia, let me ask you. Why are you here today?
To support you also.
To support me, yeah. Anyone else? Albert, why are you here today?
Listen, yeah.
Yeah, this is... Okay, okay. I got model answer and no model answer. Okay, very good. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, so indeed we are here. Yeah, but more important, yeah, just want to point you to the first mission. Why are we here today? You know, some of you, probably your parents have brought you. Some of you, maybe your friends have invited you today. Welcome. And some, you don't know why you're here actually. Would that be someone? No, I'm just joking. You should be here because there's a reason God brought you here today, right? And we're doing this, you know, the third service is a bilingual service. And some of you may be thinking, hey, my English, Chinese, all half-baked one. Pan tong sui, right? Half-baked. But why are we here? But I think we are more comfortable speaking English. I think, thank God, the first two services I spoke in Chinese, Mandarin. And this is more comfortable language, but that's just being normal for everyone. Some are more in preference of Mandarin, some are in English. So, but you ask me, what has that to do with my faith? It actually has everything to do with your faith. And because the mission starts with the word compassion. So, if you know of this verse, in Matthew chapter 9, 36, it says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Who is he in this Bible verse? Anyone can tell me? Who is he? Louder, come on, young people there. Got present. Later I treat you to lunch. Please. Yeah, really, really, seriously. Yeah. Okay, so it's Jesus, right? Yes. Indeed, when Jesus looked around, you know, in this verse, as you can go back and read, the overlook, the struggling one, the one that no one paid attention to, he was moved. It was more than sympathy. I'd like to tell you about Agape story, right? This is Agape, what we have, you know, something about Agape, some history, and why we are in Geylang. You know, most churches in Singapore, even back at the times, tend to reach out to the middle class. You know, comfortable neighborhoods, comfortable people, and that's not a criticism. God loves every class, every background. But Agape always have a different call. If you see on the top left, we started with a drug addiction ministry in Joo Chiat. I don't know, anyone here, by the way, have gone back that time, 1990s? Maybe Pastor YC. I don't know who else. Pastor Li Xian, Li Xia as well. Yeah, then we had the middle, we had a before and after school care in Block 13, Bedok. We did that for the poor families who can't afford. And there's a local local outreach for the marginal youth, which is on the top right. Some pictures as much as I can find. And there's an Agape Counseling Training Center. Back at that time, you know, counseling in the Christian community is really rare. And that's where we started to have. And now, Geylang Ministry, Block 19, Love Thy Neighbor, and Aira even, and Alam Sutra. I haven't even added, you know, the Indian migrant workers some of you are involved with Pastor Ruben. Yeah, there's so many. I think you need to understand what that means. Geylang for Agapeans is not a mistake. You need to know that. We didn't end up here by accident. God placed us right in the middle of this complicated place in the whole society, Geylang Ministry, just opposite is the Red Light District. You're probably so seasoned already, but people find Geylang is kind of, you know, they just find, yeah, you can ask your friends, what is their feedback? Yeah, but this is what Agape's mission is, to reach the low, if not the lowest, in the society. Agape's mission is to reach the low, not the lowest, in the society. Matthew 9:36 is just not a verse in the Bible. It's our vision. It's our mission. So talk about this. You can find yourself in a picture or not. I don't know. Yang Yang. Wow. Do you know where this picture is, by the way? Don't know. Yi Qi will know. Hopefully. It's on the website, okay? Yeah, that's why I thought it was meaningful. And why do we actually have a bilingual service, English and Chinese here? You know, many of you, I know, especially my kids, they sing karaoke in Mandarin. Better Mandarin songs than even the elders. And your study, your thing, like I'm myself like that, think and read our phones or scroll our phones all in English. Indeed, that's the same. But when a church speaks your language, English, we walk together, cross-generational. With the young, we have a Mandarin service, the earlier services, and there's English bilingual service. We are one family walking together. So maybe, you felt that, sometimes you're encouraged to speak Mandarin, right? And I want to be clear, you're not here to learn Mandarin. Here is not a Mandarin class for you to learn, all right? And that's not the point. Same vice versa. You're not here to learn English as well. What you need to know is when you understand the mission, you will do whatever it takes you to. If you caught the heart of Jesus, the overlooked, the marginalized, the generations above you and below you, you won't need anyone to force you. You would want to cross that language barrier, not because someone told you to, but because you want to be part of it. That's what compassion is. It moves you towards people, not away from them. We have this vision, 2X5Y. Can someone tell me where can I find this picture? Sub hall, correct. If you don't know, please go and take a look. That's something, thanks to Yi Qi for the design that came out. Yeah, 2 by 5 years. Each of us can reach out just to one person. Can or not? Can or not? One person, 5 years. Boleh? Can, right? The rest, of course, we leave it to God. So in these 5 years, we can do that. And actually, in fact, the 2X is already done to me through Ira and Japan. And I believe God has started to increase our faith 2X already. So let's talk about compassion, about seeing people move. But there's one thing that you can't give what you don't have. You cannot bring someone to Jesus, because if Jesus is just a church on the agape sign outside, you cannot ignite someone's heart for God if your heart has never been lit. When it comes to our mission number 2, you need to own your encounter to Jesus. December, we have a camp about encounter camp. That's where I encourage you to come, to know and encounter Jesus personally. I'd like to bring you to a story. Siming, if you know him, hopefully some of you all will know him, sitting beside me. 3 years ago, I met him in Korea, right? He's a guy, when I spoke with him, he was somewhere, talking about God. God is somewhere at the back of his mind, not a priority. And nothing so much that he thought of. He goes to church, as he can sometimes. He knows the songs. He knows the stories, Bible stories well. He grew up, and he even led worship here. I'm not sure if some of you all know, are aware. But he has not encountered God personally yet. 3 months ago, I met him again. In Korea, haven't got an opportunity to go there again. Something was different. There's something that he has this quietness in him, this settled heart. And I asked him, "Hey, Siming, what has you changed during our coffee time?" And he told me something that I thought I want you to hear. He said, "I always thought that God was going to touch me. It would be something dramatic, like lightning, boom, lightning." That's what he really said, not me. And a vision, or you're being slain or something. But it wasn't like that. It was like Sunday after Sunday, worship after worship, cell after cell. And one day, I just knew, He is God. He is my God. Brothers and sisters, this is probably what encountering Jesus might look like for most of us here. Or if you have not, it's not always dramatic, you won't always fall on the floor, don't worry, and you will may not always see a vision or hear a voice. Sometimes you just know, quietly in your heart, personally and deeply. The void in you is that something, someone. And once you know, nothing is the same. As you're sitting here, some of you, you know, maybe like seeming 3 years ago, God is somewhere in your life, but not at the center, not your priority at all. But maybe you're still sitting here figuring out if this whole faith thing is really for you. I want to say gently, don't wait for that lightning, lah, you know, like seeming, not every time, right? Not everyone. Just come, church here. Keep coming. Plant yourself in Sunday worship. Stay for fellowship. Get to know our brothers and sisters. You need more than one encounter in your Christian journey. And importantly, what we need to do, this is to connect. Right? It's more important than ever because we live in an age of information overload. You can search the best sermon that you want, even can explain the Bible better than any one of us standing here, or even you can search the best preacher that you want to hear. But information will not change your life. Hear that? Information will not change your life. What changes your life is connection. Connection to God and connection to people. I say connection to God and connection to people. Not connection to God or connect to people. It's not the or. Please remember that. Yeah. So that's why we have a community. The moments at the dining table after service, you know, when someone asks you, how are you really doing sitting down? And you're honest and truthful. That's where faith gets real. That's where God meets you. You know, I want to mention the youth and YA leaders do this very well. They meet with the members, help to show concern. Indeed, just we want to give them a round of applause, really, to appreciate them for their hard work. Even those who are not serving now, they are continuing to show care to our young ones as well. So God bless them as well. So don't understand the ordinary moments, the table, the conversation. And sometimes the Sunday, you almost didn't come. Remember sometimes some word, message, or even song, part of it touches you, your heart, that very day. Just wait for that one moment in the presence of God. One change, one thing can change everything in your life because He makes all things beautiful in His time. So, first mission, what did we say? G is what? This one not like youth service, eh? Huh? Go with compassion, yes. Oh, what is that? Mission number two. Thank you. Own your encounter with Jesus. And number three, do life together. This one quite easy. Everyone should be able to do it, hopefully. And it's said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. You know, Paul said in Corinthians, I planted the seed. Paul, Apollos watered it. But God has been making it grow. No one grows alone. Nobody matures in isolation. A community where we invest in one another, accompany one another, and trust God to bring the growth. And want to say clearly, we never give up on each other. You know that our boys to men, leave no man behind, right? Yeah, indeed, leave no man behind. You know, from our youth ministry into our young adults, we are in this for the long haul. We are not here to run a program. We are here to journey with you. If you hear me talk to quite a number of you, we always say journey together. I think that's something that we want to do. We believe that God will raise, especially among this generation, this group here, one or many of you, you know, to make a difference in this area, in the life, to serve in God in different ministries, in different capacities that you can't imagine. So, brothers and sisters, don't count yourself out. God is not done with you. I'm going to show this. You know, most of you have gone, probably, Ubon. We have gone 5 times, at least. That's what I remember, 5 times. And these are the group, you know, especially the leaders, the youth and YA leaders, journey with the young people. We model for them intentionally so that we can live together with them. That's how I think Agape has leaders. We grow with our young people. So cross-generational is not just a buzzword. It's how the kingdom advances. I think for our young people, let's honor the older. Sometimes we say, "Aiyah, they so slow lah." You know, sometimes I also kena also lah from my kids. But that's normal. But do be patient. I think important the younger honor the older, and the older to honor the younger. You know, this building, is being paid off. Do you know? If you are not aware, it costs about 3.9 million, if I still recall, at that point. It's being paid off by an older generation. And indeed, we have to honor them for what they have done. I mean, not that you didn't give money, lah, right? But that's where they started from that. Okay? Your disciple group. I hope you have been joining. It's a small group, by the way, that we say beside our church service for some of you. I need you to know something. These are not your DG members. These are not just the people you see on Sunday or after cell. These are your VIP. Who can tell me who is the VIP? What is VIP stand for here? Very important person, quite close. Yeah, more than person. I think it's very important people, VIP. These, your cell group are your very important people, VIPs, remember, right? So they are the ones who really have your interest at heart and speak truth to you. Even when you don't want to hear it, no choice. Even when it's uncomfortable. Even when you rather someone just agree with you in situations. I know sometimes it stinks. Sometimes you might feel that your leader is against you. Or sometimes some things that hurt you and pull you back. But I can say gently to you, trust me, your DGLs have your best interest at heart. They are not against you, they are for you. So when there's a misunderstanding, brothers and sisters, very important, please don't disappear. Please don't go silent. You know, always clarify. Clarify. Always clarify. You pick up the phone and connect. You know, connect. Can makan and connect, right? That's one way. And ask the question. You know, sometimes I have WhatsApp, right? You use WhatsApp, sometimes you see this person. Yo, why the person talk like that? Have or not? Why you feel angry or whatever? Yes. WhatsApp caused a lot of misunderstanding. WhatsApp give you a different vibe, different tone. So, need to clarify. And many times the clarification will resolve, actually there's nothing much. So sit down and talk it out. And when you've done something wrong for yourself, all of us have, please forgive yourself. Not an excuse, but holding yourself hostage to guilt doesn't honor God. Holding yourself hostage to, guilt doesn't honor God. So please remember that. You are not a victim of your past. You are a victor in Christ. Walk like it. So before I, conclude, I just want to invite a very friendly face here to come and give a testimony. So we invite Pastor Li Shen to come up and share.
So yes, I got the GOD. I got a mission here to share with all of you. Elder Gary said that I can actually share in Mandarin. Is it okay? 还是 bilingual 啦, bilingual. Okay. Some of you know me. Some of you may not know me. But I want to tell you, I'm a very important person. Because we actually started Agape together with the elders and with our former, the founding pastor. That was how many years ago? That was when I was 21 years old. So at the age of 21 years old, God called me into Agape to do administration work and to do street kids. Who are the street kids here? Who are the marginal youths? 没有人敢讲, because we are all changed, right? No more street kids, no more marginal youths. We are all very important. So when I was 21 years old, God called me into Agape, but at the age of 46, he asked me, "Arise, arise, my beautiful one. Arise, my darling." I said, "Lord, darling, beautiful cannot." But you say, "Arise and come away with me." Shinani, 46 years old leh. Not 26, not 36. 46 leh, 很老了. Shinani, 我很怕, I'm afraid, I'm scared. This is my comfort zone leh. But I'm a very 乖乖女孩子, right? When Jesus say go, you go. So, finally, after serving God in Agape for 25 years, after God called me, every 5 years, right, I will go to him and say, 主耶稣，我做完了我工作了. I finished my mission. I want to go back to the marketplace. But our former pastor will say, 还没做完，做多嘛地，做多嘛地. I have new assignment for you. Carry on. But ask God first. Does God want you to stay? And the Lord is always very consistent, very faithful. He wanted me to stay and to stay for how many years? 25 years. Who are 25 years old? Anybody 25 years old or below 25 years old? Yeah, so I've been in Agape for 25 years and the Lord asked me to go and I went and I don't know where did I go. All I know was the Lord... 我要讲华语了哦。 于是我就回应了神的呼召，然后我就走走走。 I walked with Jesus. I walked with Jesus around Geylang with my friend Debbie Chang. Okay, Gary, her son. Yeah, even Gary also went, right? Gary, you also went and walked around Geylang area, the red light area, and the aunties are so happy to see you. 记得吗? And he gave the aunties apple. 阿姨平安, and the 阿姨 cool, because why? Reminds them about their children in China. So I walked with Jesus, and when everywhere he brought me to China. I went to China, I went to the Middle East country, Egypt, Jordan, and Israel. And then I end up myself where? All right. So I went to Japan for 10 years. We actually did missions work over there. And when you walk with Jesus, definitely he will, what will he give you? What's the vision verse? Will give us money? Yes, he will provide. And he will give us a heart of compassion, a compassionate heart. Now, when you walk Agape, when you walk at the red light area, I can tell you, I can guarantee you, you will be filled with compassion. 你不会说我看不见, 你不会的. And when you walk with Jesus to Ubon, to Thailand, to Myanmar, to China, to Japan, you won't say, no, Jesus, they are rich. You won't say such a thing. Yes, Thailand may poor. Japan, very rich. But the Lord will give you the heart of compassion. And I thank God that I obeyed him. I walked the land with him. He gave me the compassion and I continue walking. And for the 10 years, from 21-6 when I left Agape to 2026 this year, for 10 years, I have experienced God. I have owned a lot of stories, a lot of encounters with Jesus. You can ask Jesse. I have a lot of diaries and journals. And today I lost my journal. Please bring it back to me because inside got a lot of complaints. Yeah. So I've experienced God and God helped me for the past 10 years. A very clear identification. Now sometimes we ask, who are we? 我是谁? Why am I here? For what? Right? We ask, who am I? And God said, you are my precious daughter. 你是我的宝贝女儿. 我要疼爱你. You are my vessel. I want to use you. I want to use you greatly. I want to use you to inspire others. I want to use you to shine for Jesus. Can you tell the person next to you? Come on, Jesus wants to use you to be his vessel. And Jesus told me that I am his disciple. So I may not be a pastor, I may not be a preacher, I may not be a missionary, I may not be an evangelist, but the Lord says, I want you to serve me and I want you to be the vessel, to be the glorious and miraculous vessel. And in this vessel, you know the song, with Christ in the vessel, I can smile at the storm, With Christ in the vessel, I can smile at a storm. Amen. So the Lord was with me in my vessel. He allowed me to experience that He is my great shepherd. I have everything in Him. The Holy Spirit is my senior partner. He is the best Bible teacher. He led me into all truth, the Holy Spirit taught me. And our Father God, our Papa God, 我们的天父爸爸, 用他永远永远的爱, forever, His love is eternal, never failed us to love me. I thank God for all the wonderful experiences, 10 years, who wants to go coffee with me and listen more? 有没有? Please 约我出去. And lastly, I have this D, do life together, 同心同行. I have these 7 friends who are also in the vessel with me. Sometimes I have me time with the Lord, but sometimes we have friends and family in the vessel. So right now, I want to honor these 7 friends. Okay, number 1, who do you think is? Elder Gary, you're right, Jesse also. Elder Gary, Jesse, for the past 35 years, we want to thank God that we are still around, still serving Him crazily and passionately for Christ. Amen, Jesse. She is crazily in love with Jesus. She is our best mobilizer. Always mobilizes to do a lot of things. But it is good. It is good. Yeah? Tini, yeah, mobilize someone. And then I have Jessica. Yeah, Li Yun. Also, yeah, was also with me, journey with me. And right now, we are also doing discipleship with one of the young people. Felicia, earlier service. And then I have Intan. Intan is always with me. And then we have this, the Amor and the Kenny, the Lim family. Yeah, they are not here, but Ruth and Water. Yeah, they always bring me around to eat and to play. Disneyland, Taiwan 101, and all the night streets. Yeah. Yeah. I got the mission, G-O-D. I responded to him. I said, okay, trust and obey. 21 years old, young people, tell the person next to you, you are young. Give your life to the Lord. Okay, you will not regret. You will not regret. Tell the person you will not regret. So I have not regretted. 21 years old, I joined Agape. 46 years old, I went out. I have no regrets because He is always with me. Do you want to join me? Please text me.
Pastor Li Shen. Yeah. So please treat her to a meal to hear war stories, yeah? Yeah, always fun. You will be, you know, encouraged by what she shares. And, you know, why I invited her, yeah, when I was preparing, yeah, this word, yeah, the face match, I don't know why, yeah, just came up, yeah. But if you see her life, it's a fully surrendered life. 25 years of saying yes. You know, 10 years of storm, just as she mentioned, right, with Christ in the vessel. A community that chose to grow together, to give and to glow together. Is what God's mission is, G-O-D. When you, and stop being a sermon point here, this is a life one. And you know, Pastor Li Shen didn't have a roadmap. She has a God who said, arise, come with me, even at 46 years old. Now even, I don't tell you how old is she, she still said yes, yeah. Yeah, still, yeah. I think he's saying the same thing to us, even the younger one. Will you choose to accept it? This is your mission. So will you choose to say yes? Or if you're already saying yes, yeah, I'll encourage you. You know, Ethan Hunt just now, in the video, right, short video, Mission Impossible, probably you memorized quite a bit. He always accepted the mission. Not because it's easy. Not because he has all the answers, just like Pastor Li Shen. He wouldn't have all the answers. Don't know why. God asked me to go where. He just followed. But because he knew the mission method. So it's really a trust game that you are here. You know? And because of the mission method, where I'm asking you today, this very moment, your mission, should you choose to accept it? Would you say yes? No, I'd like to invite the worship team up. as we're going to sing this song, I'd like to ask of you all to ponder, your mission, as I mentioned, to share with compassion heart. Do you want to encounter Jesus, or you have encountered Jesus as well? And do life together. That's what we want. And you are willing, as later, when we sing this song, I would like you to respond after this song. So give a thinker as we sing this song. Extend the invitation to some of our new friends, new friends who have not known Jesus yet, to say yes to our God here, to go with compassion, to have an encounter with Jesus, to know Him, and to do life together. I ask at this moment that you reach out to them. Give them the courage to say yes. Friends, if you are, that's you, I'll ask you to stand or even raise your hand so that I can see you. I want to pray for you. For our new friends, do consider. To continue to ask, anyone who wants to recommit your life to Him, or if you're already doing, will you say yes that I'm doing all? Will you say yes to the missions? And as we sing this song again, I'd like you to stand up as a declaration to say, yes, Lord, here I am. Your mission, I choose to accept it. So as we sing this song, let's prepare our hearts and be ready to stand up for our Lord.
There is a healing.